This podcast is a safe place to share experiences and tackle issues related to mental health. It is meant not to work as intervention or replace any treatment option. Should you feel that you are suffering from any mental discomfort, it is necessary to seek professional help from mental health professionals.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Our next topic is part 2 continuation to nung about narcissistic person. So ang title natin today is may na-identify mo na may kilala ka narcissistic or ikaw ay isang narcissistic or involved ka or very close na sa'yo ay may narcissistic. So ano yung pwedeng mong gawin? Making peace with a narcissistic person, a step-by-step guide. Okay, so let's start. It's an age-old question. How can we make peace with a narcissistic person? Narcissism is a personality trait that cannot be changed overnight. But it's impossible to learn how to coexist with a narcissist without sacrificing your sanity. To be honest, kung tatanungin mo ako, magbabago ba ang isang narcissistic or isang narcissist person? Ang sagot, to be honest, hindi siya magbabago. Not unless willing talaga siya na magbago. Pero kung ikaw ang gagawa ng action para mabago siya, useless ang effort mo. Okay? I understand that dealing with someone who is so self-obsessed can be draining and overwhelming. That is why I've put together this step-by-step guide for making peace with a narcissistic person. In this podcast, I will offer tips on setting boundaries, avoiding triggers, and remaining emotionally stable when dealing with someone who puts their own needs first. Whether you're trying to establish a healthy relationship or simply finding ways to cope and keep yourself safe from someone in your life, this podcast offers insight into how to balance your own needs while managing the narcissist in your life. Okay, so let's get started. Understanding what narcissistic behavior is. Have you ever been in a relationship or a situation where someone seemed to be constantly preoccupied with themselves and their own needs? It can be quite tricky to deal with this type of narcissistic individuals who often lack empathy and strive to always remain in control. The first step in making peace with a narcissistic person is recognizing their behavior. Okay, so which is na-discuss ko na sa last session, pero reviewin lang natin ano ba ang character ng isang narcissistic person. Una is grandiosity, a strong sense of self-importance and superiority over others. Second, lack of empathy, struggling to understand how other people feel and often disregarding their feelings or concern. Third, self-centeredness, making decisions that put their own needs ahead of everyone else. Fourth, sense of entitlement, an expectation that they should receive special treatment without any reciprocation. Okay? So, ito yung apat na character na isang narcissistic. Okay? Grandiosity, lack of empathy, self-centeredness, and sense of entitlement. Learning about the signs of narcissism can help you to better handle interactions with narcissistic people, enabling you to make peace with any difficult relationships, situations, or conversations. Next is tips for how to deal with a narcissistic person in the short term. Okay? To be honest, totoo naman, narcissistic individuals can be exhausting to deal with, especially in the short term. Here are some tips to help you manage your interaction while protecting your own mental health. Number one, set boundaries. Make it clear to the narcissist that there are limits to what you'll tolerate. Be direct and firm if things get out of hand. And don't hesitate to remove yourself from a situation if needed. Okay, example, sa bahay mo ay may isang narcissistic, napaka-importante ng rules. Dapat may boundaries ka at hindi ka magbe-bend dun sa boundaries na yon para lang mapagbigyan siya dahil nagagalit siya. Okay? Set boundaries. Second, stay focused on the present. When conversing with a narcissistic person, stay away from past issues and arguments as this will only fan their ego's flames. Stick to the present moment and try not to be drawn into their game. Yes, ito usually ang character ng isang narcissistic person. Ibabalik nila yung pagkakamali mo in the past. So, ikaw, kung kausap mo ang isang narcissistic, focus on the present moment kung ano talaga yung issue. Huwag kang magpatalo, huwag mo hayaan, i-push niya yung button mo at masira ang focus mo regarding doon sa pinaka-concern mong problem. Number 3, avoid arguing. Narcissists typically don't like criticism and will do anything they can in order to prove that they're right. It's best not to engage with these arguments as it will only lead to more frustration on both sides. Okay, ang mga narcissists, di nila aminin yung pagkakamali nila. Okay, so lagi nilang papakita na sila yung tama. So, para ma-avoid mo yung problem or dealing with this narcissistic individual, importante na huwag ka nalang mag-engage sa argument. Mas lalo lang siyang matutuwa kapag nakikita niya na pupush niya yung button mo. Okay? Fourth, keep your cool. Maintaining a level head is essential when dealing with narcissists. Don't let them push your buttons or make you stoop down their level. Instead, focus your energy on diffusing the situation without becoming defensive or aggressive. Alam niyo ba, talaga napaka-importante ng self-care. Kasi kapag may self-care ka, mas naaalagaan mo yung sarili mo at mas nakokontrol mo yung temper mo. So, kahit anong gawin sa'yo ng isang taong narcissist, parang kaya mo i-control yung sarili mo. Hindi niya mapupush ang button mo. Okay? So, first, let's review. Set boundaries. Stay focused on the present. Avoid arguing and keep your cool. Ano naman ang strategies for handling a narcissist in the long run? Okay? When it comes to dealing with a narcissistic person in the long run, it's important to have strategies that can help you navigate the situation. Okay? Number one, build up your confidence. It can be hard to stay positive around people who is constantly projecting their own insecurities onto you. It is important to try and maintain your sense of worth and self-confidence. Recognize that their behavior is a reflection of their own issues, not yours. If you need an extra support, look for a therapist or join a support group. Number one criteria or red flag ng isang narcissist is mahilig sila mag-gaslight kasi nga ayaw nilang pakitang mali sila, ipuprove nila ikaw yung mali. So because of that, parang bumababa yung self-confidence mo. So napaka-importante na i-separate mo yung sarili mo sa kanya when it comes sa emotions. Okay, kunyari kung asawa mo isang narcissistic, hindi ka naman pwedeng humiwalay sa kanya. So lagi mong titingnan, it's his issue, not your issue. Kung ano man yung problema, focus ka lang dun sa problem. Huwag mong sabihin sa sarili mo, it's all your fault. Okay? Next, speak up for yourself. It's easier said than done, but it's important to learn how to set boundaries and hold the narcissist accountable for their words and behavior. Speak up against any criticism or manipulation they may inflict upon you. It's okay to express when something bothers you and stand your ground without fear of retribution. Okay, so kailangan mo rin matutunan na you have to speak for yourself. Kailangan dahil nga, di ba, pinag-usapan natin, you have to set boundaries. kapag nag-go against ka sa isang narcissistic individual na nga nila papakitang mali ka. Pero kailangan matuto ka na iset mo yung speak for yourself, like sabihin mo na, di ba, ito yung napag-usapan natin na dapat ganto, ganto, ganto. Kailangan, kung pwedeng gumawa ka ng contract para maalala niya na napag-usapan niyo yun, gawin mo para hindi niya na ma-manipulate yung situation. Okay? Next is keep communication open. Narcissists really take responsibility for issues. So don't expect them to apologize or accept fault for anything. Instead, try to focus on solutions by keeping communication open and presenting your side in a reasonable manner. Listen with empathy and present facts or evidence that is clear and logical. Be sure not to make accusations or judgments because this will only create more tension in the situation, okay? Pag sinabi itong keep communication open is, hindi yung para kinausap mo siya at susunod siya dun sa gusto mo. Ang goal mo lang is maparating sa kanya kung ano yung point mo in a loving and respectful way mo gawin, okay? Strategies for handling a narcissist in the long run. Build your confidence, speak up for yourself, and keep communication open. Ito naman, laging tinatanong to. Recognizing when it's time to end the relationship. Kung meron kang pagkakataon na meron ka pang way na i-cut or matapos ang isang relationship with a narcissistic individual, gawin mo. Okay? For those who are in a relationship, could be romantic, platonic, familial, okay? With a narcissistic person, it can be hard to recognize when it's time to end that relationship. However, it is important to take time to reflect on the dynamics of your relationship. Narcissists often have a very extreme view of themselves and the world that they're in. So they can be very hard to get along with. Things like selfishness and manipulation may be constant companions. Okay? Here are some signs that it's time to make peace with a narcissist. Okay? Ano ba yung mga signs na kailangan mong tingnan na time na to end the relationship? Mapa romantic, friendship. So, number one is, you feel like you're always walking on an eggshell. Lagi ka nag-iingat. Kasi feeling mo magagalit siya. Okay? Number two, you're constantly giving up your own needs and wants for theirs. Okay? Mas gusto mong gawin kung ano yung gusto niya kesa yung gusto mo. Kasi nga, ayaw mo nga siya magalit, magkaroon ng issue. The person is just not getting better even after trying to communicating different boundaries or expectations over an extended period of time. Or worse yet, you feel like the narcissist is actively trying to hurt you in whatever way possible. Could be physical or psychological. Ito yung after na pinoint mo na yung magusto mong mangyari, yung boundaries mo, wala pa rin changes na nangyayari. Okay? Fourth, your values are not aligned. You don't feel that the other person is recognizing or respecting your beliefs or even ideally upholding them themselves as part of the dynamic between the two of you, okay? Dito yung parang yung paniniwala mo, yung prinsipyo mo, hindi talaga nag-a-agree dun sa prinsipyo niya. May mga actions siyang ginagawa na hindi ka nag-a-agree at hindi rin mo siya nakikitaan ng effort to respect your values. Okay? Fifth, you feel like your safety and your security are being compromised. This could be financial, physical, emotional, or mental abuse. Yes. Alam niyo ba sa mga clients ko, ito yung number one na lagi kong sinasabi na focus on the safety and security of yourself and the people around you. Kunyari, kung may asawa ka narcissist, kung ikaw ay emotionally or physically ina-abuse, dapat alagaan mo muna yung sarili mo at mga anak mo. hindi mo kailangan magstay. Alam ko may tinatawag na codependent, yung parang feeling mo kailangan ka nung taong narcissist. Kaso to the extent na naman na bumababa ang self-esteem mo, pati mga anak mo. Okay? Minsan ito yung sinasabi ko na, sige, ikaw magstay pero huwag mo hayaan madama yung mga anak mo. Pero kawawa yung mga bata. Ang hirap talagang i-deal ang mga batang nagkakaroon ng depression and anxiety compared sa mga adults na may anxiety and depression. So please, kahit hindi para sa sarili mo, kung ikaw ay may taong karelasyon at nakikita ng mga bata na ina-abuse ka financially, physically, or emotional abuse, you should stop the relationship. Okay? 6. The relationship has become toxic and it's impossible for either one of you to have a healthy discussion without things escalating quickly and ending in an argument or outburst. Kahit anong effort mo na kayo makipag-usap ka ng maayos, pero nararamdaman mo na anytime pag kinausap mo siya, magagalit siya. So, what's the use na makipag-usap ka pa? So, tingnan mo yon na kung sa tingin mo, kahit anong effort ginawa mo para i-save your relationship, pero lagi siyang galit, nati-trigger mo siya. Tapos, nakakatanggap ka pa ng verbal or physical or mental abuse, mag-isip-isip ka na, friend. Okay? Next. Okay, advice naman on how to handle ending. Nakapag-decide ka na, okay, end ko na yung relationship ko sa isang narcissistic. Okay? Ano ang pwede mong gamuin? Okay, number one, communicate clearly and calmly. It can be difficult to remain calm when dealing with a narcissist, especially if they're trying to manipulate you, but try your best to communicate clearly and stay focused on your goal. Okay, focus on your goal kapag kausap mo yon na gusto mo nang tapusin ang relationship. Next is set boundaries. Be clear about what boundaries you will and won't accept in the relationship. Okay? Sabihin mo na, ito lang yung kaya kong i-offer. Kung mag-ask ka pa more than that, sorry, hindi ko kaya ibigay. Block access. Number 3, make sure the narcissist has no way of contacting you or getting in touch with you. Okay? This could mean blocking them on phone and social media. Make sure na once and decide ka talaga na tatapusin mo yung relationship, talagang tapusin mo. Huwag kang magpahabol effect. Huwag kang magpabebe. So, make sure na talagang ibablock mo. No more. That's it. No more communication. Okay? 4th is get away safely. If the situation is unsafe, make sure you have an escape plan and have someone to stay with who can support you during this time, like a close friend or family members. Yung napaka-importante nito, usually kasi yung mga narcissistic, magagalitin ta sila. So may sinahagawa sila ng hindi tama. So kailangan mong protektahan yung sarili mo at kung may anak ka, yung anak mo. Okay? Get support. Find someone, a therapist or a friend or a family member who can provide emotional support as you go through this process. Okay? Marami akong clients na nag-undergo nitong process na to. Hindi nila malapitan yung mga kamag-anak nila, mga kaibigan nila kasi nahihiya sila. Pero what they did is naghanap sila ng therapist like me. Lumapit sila sa akin para ako yung mag-guide sa kanila. Okay? Last one. You have to stay strong. A narcissistic person might want to use a guilt trips or emotional manipulation tactics in order to keep control over the situation. Don't let them win. Stay your ground, be firm about your boundaries, and set yourself up for success in the long run. Okay? Yun. Alam mo ba, magagaling sumuyo ang mga narcissistic individual. Kaya nga maraming bumabalik, ipabalik-balik sila hanggang napagod na lang. So make sure once na nag-decide ka, talagang 101% sure ka sa decision mo. You have to stay strong. Okay, next. Ano naman ang gagawin mo? What to do after breaking off contact with a narcissist? Ayan, na-identify mo na, nakita mo may problem, gusto mo na nakipaghiwalay ka na, ano naman ang pwede mong gawin pagkatapos, okay? Number one is practicing self-compassion. It can be hard not to blame yourself for staying so long in a toxic relationship. Remember that even though narcissists can be highly manipulative, they are still victims of their own struggles and insecurities. Practice self-compassion, focus on your growth and progress rather than your past suffering. Okay, so yon, maawa ka sa sarili mo, mag-focus ka sa sarili mo. Huwag yung sa kanya ka naka-focus in such a way na parang sumunang bumalik sa kanya. So, may issue siya, may issue ka din. Focus ka sa sarili mo. Okay? That's the first one. Second is establishing boundaries after na mo nakipaghiwalay. Okay? After distancing yourself, it's important to set new boundaries for how you want to interact with this person in the future. If contact does become necessary, be sure to practice safe communication techniques like being mindful of your language and responding calmly instead of emotionally. You should also make sure that any interaction stays strictly professional, avoid getting caught up in their games and drama. Okay. So once na nag-decide ka na i-end mo na yung relationship, make sure, lalo na pa may anak kayo, yari asawa mo to, make sure na kapag alam mo i-meet mo siya, alam mo kung gagawa ka rin ng script, ano yung gagawin mo, ano yung sasabihin mo, paano mo siya i-deliver, para hindi ka naka-caught off guard. Okay? Third is, rebuild your life. Ito ang pinaka-importante talaga. Once you've broken off contact and established boundaries, start focusing on rebuilding your life. You'll like feel a huge sense of relief now that the person is out of your life. It can take time to get used to being without them, but it will be worth it in the end. Reconnect with old friends, take up new hobby or activity, write down your thoughts and feelings in a journal. This would help you. Okay? In conclusion, making peace with a narcissistic person is never easy. And sometimes it may be impossible. But by setting realistic expectations and boundaries for yourself, you can learn to protect yourself from the narcissist manipulation. From protecting your emotional well-being to staying true to yourself, it is important to remember that you have the ultimate power to control your own destiny. Ultimately, it is essential to remind yourself yet that you deserve to be respected, loved, and appreciated. Do not ever let someone's narcissistic behavior drag you down. Instead, strive to create peace in your life and find ways to be compassionate and understanding to the narcissist in your life, even if it means taking a step back. That's it. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much. See you on our next episode. Bye.
This has been Coach I on the Mind and on Mental Health TBT podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter, Meant, M-E-A-N-T, and my Facebook account, Aileen Evangelista Ang, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization, and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.